This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Joined now by the host of Send It In,
BetQL Network, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider PJ Glasser. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And PJ, it's a story that has our worlds colliding. It's a big sports story. It's a big sports betting story. Wanted to get your take right out of the gate on Adam Silver's decision to issue the lifetime ban to Jontay Porter for gambling violations in the NBA. How are you, PJ?
I'm doing good, guys. Yeah, I mean, my reaction to this was, personally, I think Adam Silver is the best commissioner in sports, and I think the reason for that is, you know, certainly in the NFL, we've had some of these stories develop. Obviously, we had Ridley was suspended the whole year. Then we had Jameson Williams was involved with some other players, and they got suspended. But I feel like in these other sports, you know, whether it be Major League Baseball with the Astros, or whether it be guys getting suspended for PEDs, whether it be in the NFL with, like I was talking about, guys getting suspended for gambling, or, you know, Deshaun Watson is only suspended 11 games, whereas Ridley is suspended the whole year. It's like these other leagues, you never know how long guys are going to get suspended for. But we saw it with Donald Sterling. We're seeing it now with Jontay Porter. Like, Adam Silver doesn't mess around. And if he's not going to tolerate something, he will give you the lifetime ban and he won't think twice. So that was kind of my big takeaway, is these other commissioners and these other sports, like, we really kind of don't know their decisions sometimes on things. And obviously with the era that we're in now and with how easy sports betting is with all the different mobile apps and how it's getting legalized in all these different states, for Silver to, I mean, for him to give the lifetime ban on Jontay Porter, to me, that was telling that, you know, he's not going to tolerate any of this.
Yeah, PJ, BetQL put out a tweet, you know, is this too harsh? Abso-freaking-lutely not. I mean, you brought up Calvin Ridley, and he's just, to me, he's being dumb. He's not even playing at the time, and he's doing things that he shouldn't on his phone. What Porter did, you're altering yourself, the bets, by taking yourself out and faking an illness. PJ, that sounds like a crime to me, much less, you know, a basketball foul.
Yeah, I mean, this is obviously the big fear that leagues have with sports betting, is that the integrity of the game, right? And guys might start throwing games. They might start having influence. Obviously, they have inside information being in that locker room. They know maybe when to bet on their team, when not to bet on their team. So I'm with you, Gino. It's just, you know, people from the outside might not think this is a big deal, but I think what Adam Silver did was absolutely warranted, and it's definitely sending a message throughout the league that if anybody else goes down this road, that they're probably going to get the lifetime ban as well.
Now, PJ, I'm going to go down another road, another pathway here, because we know that the NCAA is angling for states to allow player props, to ban those player props. New York State doesn't have them, so we can't bet on player props in college athletics, but certain states can, and the NCAA wants them banned. Do you see a pathway? Is there a pathway down the road where you could see not just college athletics, but also just pro athletes and the prop bet as we know it today going the way of the dodo? And we're left with basically just over-unders and spreads and money line bets to deal with moving forward? Or is that just something that would alter the business model of casinos and how they work with these leagues and their players just too far?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the mindset that it's the latter danger, you know, especially now with NIL and all that. I mean, we see how the transfer portal is affecting everything, and obviously NIL and all these guys wanting their money. So it's like you're bringing that into college athletics. Sports betting is already a part of it, and now you're going to take this like niche portion of it away with props. To me, it doesn't make much sense. You know, once you brought NIL into college athletics, it totally changed everything. And obviously, even before that, you could still bet on sports. So I really don't understand how like eliminating player props is really going to like affect it, especially if like you can do it in certain states, but you can't do it in others. So yeah, I'm kind of in the latter on that, thinking that, If they are going down that route, I don't know if it's going to be as easy as maybe they think it will be.
PJ Glasser, you can catch him daily on the BetQL Network. Your host is Send It In. Tonight in the NBA, two play-in games, both in these. One really interesting matchup and the other. Get your thoughts here on Miami against the Sixers. The Heat getting 5.5 points in this game. And then you got Atlanta and Chicago. The loser of that game is kaput. The Hawks getting 3 on the road. PJ, how do you play these games?
So I really like Philadelphia to win tonight, guys. I don't want to lay the 5.5 with them. So the way that I'm going to play it is I'm going to wait to bet the game live. I'm going to hope that Miami gets off to a nice start. I can get the Sixers on a shorter price on the money line. And you know what? If Philly gets out to a double-digit lead early and they cruise to a win, then so be it. But it's not, the line feels about right. And especially since the line was at 4, 4.5 earlier this week, it's gone up to 5.5. It's not something I really want to play with. Terry Rozier is going to be out tonight for the Heat. So I like Philly to win, but that's how I'm going to attack it, guys. I'm going to wait to bet it live. The player prop that I really like in this game is going to be Kelly Oubre over 13.5 points. I also like looking at alternate point props for him at 20-plus points for plus 425. I think he could play a similar role in tonight's game that Keegan Murray did last night for the Kings. You look at the final 8 regular season games that Oubre played, scored 14 or more in 7 of those 8. The only game he didn't was the final game of the regular season where he didn't get his normal minutes. So when he was playing his normal minutes, he was going over 14. He got 20 or more in like 4 of those 8 games. That is what I'm attacking tonight. And then, like I said, I do think Philadelphia wins the game, so I'm hoping to get a shorter money line price on them.
What about the Bulls and the Hawks right now? The Bulls -3 hosting Atlanta. Trae Young, who we imagine will have a nice night dishing throughout the course of this evening. Which direction are you leaning with the Bulls and the Hawks?
Another game, guys, where no real feel on the spread, no real feel on the total, but there are two props that I like, one on each side for Atlanta. I like Trae Young under 23.5 points, working his way back from injury. He got hurt in late February. He's only played 3 games since in the regular season. He's going up against Ayo Dosunmu tonight, who has been like one of his kryptonites in the league. Ayo's been very good against Trae defensively. In the 3 games since he has returned, he has not scored 20 or more points. Now, I understand it's the playoffs. He's going to play more. He's going to look to shoot more. And Trae Young has had his moments in the past in the postseason, as we know. But I like that under tonight. I think it's a bad matchup for him against Dosunmu. And then I like Nikola Vucevic over 1.5 three-pointers at plus 105. Vuce has hit 2 or more three-pointers in 6 of his last 8 games. And the matchup against Clint Capella, Capella is a great, like, old-school big man, right? Good defensively, great rebounder. He's in there for lobs and dunks. So if Vucevic can hit some shots and pull Capella away from the basket, that's going to open a lot of things up for, like, Kobe White and DeMar DeRozan in that mid-range type game. So I think that's going to be Chicago's game plan a little bit. Use Vuce to try and pull Capella away from the hoop. And I like getting that plus money on him for two or more three-pointers.
All right, PJ, so we're not done with the play in action, of course. And there's a game that there's been some news on here today. And by the way, the Kings, they started here in Rochester, PJ. I don't know if you knew that. Danger
Lies.
Doesn't believe that. It's absolutely true. The Rochester Royals won a championship. You can look it up. PJ, what do you make of this game? Because news coming across today is Zion Williamson will not be in this game with a left hamstring injury. Even if he were out there, you know, Zion has to feel like Zion, as he says. Sacramento, I'm looking at right now as a road favorite in this one. Do you stay away from this or there's value?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, Zion being out is huge, right? And you watched that game last night against the Lakers, guys. I was really unimpressed with New Orleans. It just felt like every possession, it would either be Zion or Ingram, just one-on-one basketball. And then, you know, they try and hit like Trey Murphy or CJ McCollum for like threes in transition, but they really didn't have much offense. So with Zion being out, maybe it almost helps the Pelicans a little bit more in the sense that like they can play a little bit more of team basketball. Warriors obviously were not good last night. Klay was 0 for 10 from the field. Curry turned the ball over 6 times. Just was not a good performance in the Warriors. So I feel like everybody's going to be on the Kings in this game because of Zion being out, because of how they looked against Golden State. And that always concerns me. It was interesting, too. As soon as the Zion news dropped, guys, I was watching the line movement on BetMGM. Immediately went up to -2.5, and the Kings were -140 on the money line. And then maybe 2 minutes later, it went right back down. So people, after that Zion injury, they like Sacramento a lot. And then probably some sharp players came in and immediately took the Pelicans. So I think the wise guys are probably going to like New Orleans in this game, but I'm going to stay away from it.
PJ, when we do get to the actual postseason here and the play-in round is over, we do have a couple of matchups to look at and evaluate, try to find some value. And I want to start in the East with the Bucks and the Pacers, the 3-6 matchup there in the East. I feel like the Bucks, especially not knowing what we're going to see with Giannis and hearing that he's going to miss at least game one, you give the Pacers a chance here to upset the Bucks.
Certainly give them a chance. I'm not going to bet any series prices, guys, just because of what you said, Danger. Obviously, the uncertainty of Giannis, and we don't know if he's going to be back for game 3, game 5, game 6, if it gets that far. So I do like Milwaukee in game 1, though. This is my favorite game 1 bet of the playoffs because I think everybody's just looking forward to fading Milwaukee. Right now, people are talking about Dame being one and done in Milwaukee and moving on to play somewhere else next year. Obviously, Giannis's injury, and I think Milwaukee's going to like rally around that, and they're going to kind of use that as motivation that everybody's counting them out without Giannis and nobody's really liking them at the moment. So Indiana's been a fun story this season. They were great in that play-in tournament, so maybe people think they can recapture that a little bit in the postseason. I don't know who's going to win the series, but for that game 1, I really like the Bucks at even money at home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, a couple of the games, Quijon here, PJ, on Saturday as interesting matchup. Phoenix, who feels like a team that, all right, it's got to be kind of, you know, soon here if they're ever going to do it. They go to Minnesota with in game one here, the Timberwolves only giving up a point and a half. So how do you play that game? And then you've got the Lakers in Denver, which Denver last year, it cracked me up. Like, they always put them on the Sunday night TNT game. Well, I guess you get the Lakers. Now you're moving into prime time here on Saturday. PJ, I don't know. I just think a rested Denver team laying 7.5. I like that. Am I crazy, or how would you play that?
Not at all. I like Denver in game one as well. Gene, you look at last year, what Denver did in game one in the postseason, whether it was in the first round against Minnesota, second round against Phoenix, whether it was against the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals, they won just about all those games by double digits. The Lakers game, they won by 6, but they were in control of that. Lakers made a late run late in that game. In the NBA Finals against Miami, they won game one. Only thing maybe you worry about a little bit is the fact that the Nuggets have obviously been sitting around a little bit. Lakers just played that game last night against New Orleans. And I think it helps the Lakers more so to get the Nuggets early on in the playoffs than it does later, like they did last year. Because obviously the Nuggets are so durable with Jokic, and the fact that he just doesn't miss games, and he's one of the few players in the NBA still that's still, you know, one of the few stars that still plays as many games as he does. But with LeBron and AD, and obviously being older players and having a lot of mileage on their body, I think getting the Nuggets in the first round as opposed to in the Western Conference Finals helps them. So I think maybe they could make that series 5, potentially 6 games. But I do like the Nuggets minus the points in game one. And then Minnesota and Phoenix is going to be a really good series, guys. This is one of those classic cases where Minnesota is better, but the matchup favors Phoenix. So how is Minnesota going to kind of, you know, change what they want to do? Because they're so good at defending the basket. They're so good defending the three-point line. But Phoenix wants to live in the mid-range. And, like, look at who they have with Durant and Beal and Booker. Like, that's where they make their living, is in the mid-range there and kind of those 16, 18-foot jump shots. So that'll be fun to watch over the span of 6 or 7 games. I do like Minnesota at home in game one, but I certainly could see that series going the distance for sure.
All right, PJ, talk to me about the 4-5 in the East as well. Sneaky, I think low-key, like a real compelling matchup and a fun series. And I think that's the word I use for the Magic. I just think they're fun. They're a fun story. They're kind of cute. Really, really sneaky good defensively. Handicap the Cavs and the Magic for us.
Looking forward to betting a lot of unders in this series, guys, right? When the Cavs played the Knicks last year in the postseason, a ton of those games went under. I think this series could kind of be the same thing. The Cavs are so good at defending the interior with their bigs, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley. Magic are so good defending the perimeter with Franz Wagner and Jalen Suggs. So I think these games are going to be hard fought. They're going to be low scoring. Definitely like the Magic +4.5. I like them on the plus, on the series price too at +155, just because I think that's just way too much. You know, Cleveland is -190 to win this series. I think just because they have a little bit more experience than Orlando does, and obviously Paolo is leading the way as a younger player, but I think Orlando might be better, and I certainly think at +155 they are worth a play, but the unders for me would be a way to go. This could be one of those where it opens 207.5. As we get to game 5, game 6, these over-unders are like 201.5.
Yeah, PJ, last one for me, and it's on actually, I love doing this here. Like, hey, let's just see who's going to win the championship. Just the future bet here. And the Celtics at +150 I'm looking at, Denver at +300. You had some other things like Oklahoma City being a top seed at 14-1. I don't know if I like Milwaukee at 15-1, not knowing, but if Philadelphia wins tonight, you know, at 18-1, are there any odds right now that you're looking at that says, you know, that would be worth the money?
You know, this Dallas Clippers series, guys, which we didn't allude to, I think the winner of that series is fascinating. Whoever you like to win that one. So the Clippers 13-1 right now to win it all, 6-1 to win the West, Dallas 18-1 to win it all, and plus 750 on BetMGM. I just, that series is such a toss up, and we do it every year with the Clippers, and we talk about how much talent they have and if they can just stay healthy. And now Kawhi's starting to have some knee inflammation, so you don't know. And ever since the trade deadline and the Mavs got Daniel Gafford, it's been a different team. And the Kyrie and Luka experiment is really starting to work. And now that we're in the playoffs with those two guys, arguably two of the most clutch players in the NBA when these games are in crunch time and coming down to the last 5 minutes, I mean, that's a combo that you want. So the fact that that's a 4-5, they're on the other side of the bracket is Denver, and the winner of that series is going to likely get the one seed in OKC, or maybe they're going to get, you know, the Kings or the Pelicans winner. I think that's where I look at the value right there. I want to make a case for a team other than Boston, guys. I really can't see it. I think maybe the West is where you look at some value and just pick that team that maybe you think could give the Nuggets the toughest series, and I think it's going to be the winner of that Dallas and Clippers first round matchup.
TJ, I've got some notes written down from our conversation just now, and these will be notes that I bring up again come next March. I think we've got a couple of all-timers for the NBA bracket and the Baltimore Accent Madness. You mentioned the point guard for Chicago. AO, help me out. Is it AO? Is that his name?
It's Ayo Dosunmu.
Oh, yeah, Dosunmu. And then the young, exciting player in Orlando that's leading the Magic here, and there's this playoff berth. I mean, how could we have forgotten about Paolo Banchero?
Paolo Banchero? Guys, I got one for you, too. I've been all excited all week to drop this name because, you know, I'm not a huge hockey guy, right? We got the playoffs starting.
Yeah.
But a guy in your neck of the woods was just let go. How about Don Granato was getting rid by the Sabres?
Yeah.
I was all excited about that.
Oh, we've spent plenty of time talking about Don Granato for the last couple of days.
Who's your favorite goalie all time, Danger?
My favorite, it might be Tom Barrasso.
Mine is, and it's the double vowel, Roberto Luongo.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Very good. Roberto Luongo. Tell us about BetQL's Send It In, PJ. We know it's a fun show. It's interactive. It's fast-paced. Where we can check it out?
1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, guys, every Monday through Friday. You could watch us on Twitch, YouTube. We're streaming live on Instagram and on X as well. 30 minutes, and it's pretty much the same as this. We go through all the different sports, analysis, picks, best bets. It's interactive. People can chime in and give their thoughts as well. So a lot of fun, 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time every Monday through Friday.
PJ, great stuff as always. We'll be playing along our NBA bets because of you. Thanks, PJ, and let's do this again next week.
You guys are the best. Talk to you soon.
You got it. He is the host of Send It In, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider PJ Glasser. And Insider Calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
A Cleveland-Orlando series is sneaky, but we expect Philadelphia, the Knicks, right?
That's what I'm hoping
for. Yeah,
that's what I'm hoping for. Philly fan popping off a little bit. I kind of dig it. I kind of dig that Philly fan in the play-in tournament believing that this could be the year. That the years past, that it's been almost too easy. That this path that's in front of the Sixers is actually the path that will be the most rewarding if they're able to get to the NBA Finals.
Okay. I would say that it's the easiest path you've had. The East really right now isn't all that good. Let's be honest. The Knicks are a fun story. Any other year, they're not the number two seed. Milwaukee is a three without Giannis. Danger, I'm on board with you there. Indiana. And yes, Boston's won all these games. Their coach isn't good. I mean, would you be surprised if Miami did it again to Boston should it fall that way?
Yeah.
I fully expect Miami to lose tonight and then play Chicago, Atlanta, whoever that is.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, I don't think you could be surprised by anything that happens in the East because it does feel wide open. And if you're a Philly fan, if you're a Sixers fan, you have to feel good because with Embiid on the court, the Sixers don't lose that often. Is he healthy? How healthy is he? And will he continue to play like the best player in the league when he's on the court? Because when he's out there, he looks like and plays like the best player in the league. He's fantastic. How healthy is he? We'll find out. We'll learn. I like Philly tonight, like PJ. I do think Miami can keep it close. And if it is a Philly New York Knicks series, Oh, that'd be a lot of fun. It'd be a lot of fun to check out here in the Eastern Conference. Paul Hamilton of WGR is going to join us next hour here. We'll talk some Sabres hockey as locker cleanout day has gotten underway. And we also have to obviously follow up on Don Granato's exit yesterday and the words of Kevin Adams. So we'll catch up with Paul and very eventful 24, 48 hours here for the Buffalo Sabres. He'll join us right around 4:25. What do you got over there, Gino? What's that?
That
looks like I see a Masters
like,
logo.
Yeah, have like that. This is from our buddy Ben, who comes out to our events at Three Heads. By the way, next Thursday, Three Heads Brewing. The Gordon family, right?
Yeah.
So he went to Augusta National.
What?
Yeah.
One of our regulars was let into the Masters? Don't they have a screening process?
Apparently not.
Wait, that should be a question.
That should be a question. Like, wait, you listen to this? You're from Rochester?
Banned.
No. He brought me back a little gift that had the Augusta National flag, which I'm going to probably like frame and put in my home office.
That's awesome.
I was thinking doing it in the studio, but I think somebody might loot it, so I don't want to.
Well,
we
can't hang anything in here. I mean, God forbid it looks like a radio studio. We have to make it as sterile as possible.
Yeah. You digress. So he hands me the gift, and I'm like, my gosh, that is so nice. Like, I give him a man hug, and he's like, yeah, and here's something that you in danger can kind of have some fun with the show, and it's the Augusta National Spectator guy. And I walk away with him, like, oh, thanks. 2 minutes later, he comes back up to me. Like, just to be clear, the flag was the gift.
You're giving me that back.
Yeah, you're giving me that back. And I'm like, dude, I'm glad you mentioned that because I would have been Vladimir Putin. I would have been like, you remember how like Putin did that to Robert Kraft? Like, oh, look at this ring. Going to take that back. Exactly what you would expect out of Augusta National. It's a nice guide that gives you hole by hole and where to watch and some of the background and all the players. But some of the things we knew and some of the things we don't know here, all the things you can't do at Augusta National.
I want to get into it next in the sports bar. And also, we have time for your calls at 866-4326-585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.